She does publish a very important study on American Indian history, the book, And Still the Waters Run. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a little overview of that book?
And Still the Waters Run, she started working on this immediately after she completed her dissertation. So she started this project, and she's exploring the five tribes in her work and looking at how the tribal government structure was dissolved and the allotment structure and that transitional moment. What's interesting to me when I talk to people about her work and her significance and her contributions today is that Cherokee Nation and the communities in Cherokee Nation refer to And Still the Waters Run as the Bible. As the Bible, because this is a living text that is used as documentation for people to reclaim or retain their lands. So the work that she did in the 1930s that was published in the 1940s is so important to today's citizens as they are reclaiming or retaining their lands. And I have to think, you know, you're a historian and you're engaged in this work and you're writing this work. Would she have any idea in the 1930s the significance of her work today and how it lives and breathes today?
Yeah, amazing. So rather than writing complementary histories of Oklahoma and the people, she chose to observe or write about the damaging effects. We talk about the conquest of the American West.
Right.
Well, there was a lot of damage that went over that conquest, mm-hmm. and that it left in its wake.